Okay. Thank you, Madam Clerk. You anticipated my very words. Welcome, everyone. It is 1 o'clock. It is the 8th of May, 2026. We are here on a pre-hearing conference of Appeal 2602, Appeal of Battles in McLaughlin, and we have representative of the department.
Yes, Jason DeAvion, Civil Deputy Prosecutor.
Wonderful. And we have a representative of the appellant. Ms. Kohler, are you there?
Maybe look and see if you can find it here and out there. I don't think it would be open, especially. Okay, great. Put that
Ms. Kohler.
Yes. Okay.
Wonderful.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome. Okay. We just had introductions. We had we're here on a second post conference order, result of my pre conference order. I did not see that the appellants filed a pre hearing memo. Am I correct in that, Ms. Kohler?
You're correct, sir. And what I would like to ask is that because my clients have a constitutional right to a jury trial in the context of this
I will get to that. I promise. I promise I'll get to that. Let me just make sure we get all our dots, our I's dotted.
Continuing objection.
Yes. Well, I will let you make your objection. I think I have your objection. There's a filed objection. It is document number 17 you filed on May 1st, 2026. Is that correct? Ish.
That's correct. And so we're asking that this matter be stayed until we've had the opportunity. We have filed an action in the Snohomish County Superior Court against Skagit County.
Ms. Kohler, let me get everyone oriented. Let me make sure I got everyone on the same page so we can have a productive conversation about your client's requests and so on and so forth. Okay, so I want to let everyone know I now currently have 18 matters in the record since I last issued my post-conference hearing order. After I issued that, the department filed a second pre-hearing memo updating their original pre-hearing memo. The appellants filed a document titled Request Demand to Stay Proceedings. The department responded to that motion. The appellant then filed an objection to the appeal. And then we have the appellant's reply to response to motion stay. Have I missed anything anyone's filed that anyone should have filed? Sounds
I
like
don't
I have
believe
everyone.
You've missed any of my.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. Next, I ordered the parties to issue pre-hearing conferences. The department has done that. And Ms. Kohler, did you get a chance to see the department's pre-hearing memorandum?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, great. And then
yes.
Now I will come back and circle back around. Now that I know we all have the same material in front of us, we can be on the same page about things. You have filed an objection and you were orally stating that you would like a stay in the proceedings. I'm interpreting this as treating your request demand to stay proceedings as a, I should treat that as a motion to do so. Is that correct, Ms. Kohler?
Well, I think it's more like a demand. I think we're saying that this juryless proceeding, which is not in an independent court, based on SEC versus Jarski, that it violates our right to a jury trial conferred by the Washington State Constitution, which says the right to a jury trial shall remain inviolate. And administrative tribunals, at the time that our forefathers, when our forefathers founded our country, when the Washington State Constitution was written, our forefathers hated English admiralty courts, chancery courts. They were the administrative tribunals of the day. And there was a very strong populist movement in Washington, and the idea of having a jury trial was crucial to the framers of our Constitution.
Yeah,
so
Ms. Kohler, I'm gonna
this...
actually Ms. Kohler, hold on. Let's get some procedural things done. I'll let you make whatever record you want to make also. So First is, it sounds like, though, you want me to grant some kind of relief. You want me to rule at least to stay these proceedings. So to that regard, under the rules that we do have in place, whether constitutional or not, it would be my inclination to treat your request as a motion, and that you want me to rule that these proceedings should be stayed on those grounds. Is that fair to say?
That's correct. I think, though, it's proper for us to say there's a
And we will
constitutional
get there. I
violation.
promise. I promise you, we will. I will let you make a full record and make legal argument, as you seem to desire. So we do have your motion, and we do have a response, and we do have a reply, and we have the objection. And I have read all of your pleadings, and I will. This was not scheduled. It was not noted. But and I will rule on it in the course pers current. Along with the rules approved by the Board of County Commissioners in Skagit County, which says I must rule on that after the last reply within 14 days of that, and I will do so. I'm not going to do that today, and I will, unless Mr. D'Avion has any objection to it, I will let the parties make their oral record to the degree they want to supplement the written pleadings they've filed. Ms. Kohler, I think I heard you say that you've received those documents that I noted. Are there any exhibits that you think might be missing from the record?
Yeah, I really haven't considered that because I don't think this proceeding should be going forward.
I understand, but if you, I think Ms. Kohler, you filed this appeal with my office, so.
Did planning to ask that it be stayed until we could adjudicate. We did not want that decision to become final by its own terms, of course. But understandably, my clients who are still paying on their 30-year mortgage,
No, I
they want
understand
them
the
to.
issue. I understand the issue. I asked the parties to consider the record and if there's anything missing. I haven't heard you say that there's anything missing. I heard you say you've received the documents that have been noted since my last documentation of the record.
If anything's missing because, I haven't gone through all of the city's public records, but I'm, whatever.
Okay. I'm just going to note that. Objected to by the parties at this hearing. The record of this case is as follows thus far. I'm going to note that the appellant believes there may be other relevant evidence it has not yet identified. All right. Now the two parties will be on the same page, at least about the record and that issue. Okay. Okay. Now, previously we set the final hearing for August 7th. We issued a briefing schedule after consulting your calendar, so I'm not going to go over that again. This is how I read the scope of appeal, Ms. Kohler, and I want you to tell me if I'm completely off base or if I got it correctly. That the department, Skagit County's Planning and Services, erred when it did not make a determination that the appellants possessed a pre-existing non-conforming right to keep their house, which overrode the Department of Ecology's recommendation.
That's a fair statement of the issue. And it's
Mr.
also a
Dev.
fair statement that this is essentially an inverse condemnation action, and this tribunal does not have jurisdiction over constitutional issues. All of the issues we're
Absolutely,
raising in
but that's not what you're that's
the
not the decision you're appealing. I understand that that may also be an issue or a reason to appeal something from here or to seek the stay that you're seeking, which we will discuss also. I do promise you that. And Mr. D'Avion, is that your understanding of the scope of appeal?
I mean, I think that's my understanding of what they believe the scope of appeal is. I think the actual scope of appeal is limited to simply, did the county correctly follow what ecology said? That the state actually has ultimate jurisdiction, and our only role is to, if if a college says you can't rebuild, the county lacks any discretion to
You're right. And
disagree
I
with
think
that.
that might be your perhaps defensive argument, but it seems the thing they're alleging is that the department erred when they did not believe that they can override Department of Ecology with the pre-existing non-conforming right. Is that fair to you?
I
And who
mean, I think that's
said that?
fair, and I think I would know that that seems to be a purely legal question, and I think as a result, this matter could be resolved on that point, whether or not there was an existing, a lawful pre-existing right, and whether or
Potentially.
not the flood regulations, which have been in existence for decades, amortized and sufficiently dealt
We'll
with
get to
that,
that next. I'll
we
get to
should.
how we can proceed forward next on
Okay.
arguments. All right, great. Just want to make sure
Could I
we're
say
at
something?
least the two of hold on. Yes, Ms. Kohler.
Okay, well, I think Mr. D'Avignon's statement that the city had to accede to the Department
I'm
of
not taking
Ecology's.
his legal argument right now. You don't need to respond to his legal argument. I'm not making any determinations of fact or law at this proceeding.
Has no regulatory authority that's
It
been
doesn't
conferred
matter.
by.
It really doesn't matter at all. I'm not taking argument on law or fact on this matter at this time. And I will get let you argue your motion, but I want to do some housekeeping first. So we're still in our housekeeping phase. Okay. And were you able to see the bodies of law that you felt the department thought were applicable here? Did you have any disagreement with that, Ms. Kohler?
We have constitutional issues. Those are all of our defenses in this matter, and I don't believe this tribunal has jurisdiction over such defenses.
Sure. No, I understand that. Absolutely.
And
I'm going
I'll
to.
just say one thing. Unfortunately, suddenly I have to go to California today, and I have to leave my office at 1:30. So
Well, I am
I
going to make
want
this
to just.
very speedy, but you have to let me get through it so I can get you out of here. Okay. I promise I will do that. Okay. So I'm going to go
Thank
ahead
you.
and add to the applicable law. I don't think it's necessary, but I will add to it to make sure you felt like it's there, the U.S. and Washington constitutions. Okay.
That's correct.
All right. We have a final hearing date scheduled. Now, Mr. D'Avia, and this is what's going to happen next. I'm going to schedule a potential motion hearing date for the two parties so they could bring maybe issues of law that could just resolve things. And then I'm going to have Ms. Kohler and Mr. D'Avian, if you like, make some oral argument on Ms. Kohler's filed motion, which was not scheduled for today, but I think it'd just be efficient, unless Mr. D'Avian has any objections, to have the parties make their oral argument if they want any today. Does that work for you, Mr. D'Avion?
That works for me.
Okay, so let's whip open our calendars here. Now, Ms. Kohler, I know you had some absences this summer. Do you know when those are approximately, or when you might be available for a motion?
Leaving sometime in August to
Okay.
spend time in France for a
That's
month.
wonderful. That sounds lovely. How about would the parties be amenable to, if they wanted to file any legal motions, dispositive motions just on the law, looking at Friday, July 17th, the morning of?
That would work for me.
Okay.
Okay, great. If I'm going to go ahead, and I think I'll schedule this. I'm going to schedule it at 8:30. And what I'll do is, if I have any other hearings that day, I'm going to schedule them later in the calendar day so we can have sufficient time for oral arguments. I'll put that in my order. And now we've already
Oh,
scheduled other. Yes, ma'am.
are you talking about a hearing on Friday, July 17th, or just filing dispositive motions?
No, a hearing to hear any motions you file.
What?
a hearing, an art to have oral argument on any motions you file.
Okay, well, I'll back it the day other than July 17th then, because I'm going to be out of the office on July 17th. But
oh, okay, sure. What about July 16th? Would that work for you?
It works.
And would that work for you, Mr. D'Avion?
The morning would work. Afternoon may work, but probably not.
And my talented clerk who makes all this my life possible, was Thursday, July 16th work for you in your office?
It does if it can be in the morning.
Great. We'll do it at 8:30 a.m.
Perfect.
By Zoom. Okay. Unless anyone... Yeah, all right. Great. Okay. Now, I think I've resolved all the administrative business matters. Before we move on to any oral argument on the objection motion for stay, have I forgotten anything, Mr. D'Avion, that I need to take care of housekeeping-wise?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Ms. Kohler, is there anything else prior to we moving to your oral argument on the stay that I've forgotten to address?
And I'm willing to just stand on the materials I've submitted. I don't really think that we need oral argument. I mean, these are legal arguments.
That's great too, but I've heard you trying to make a record, and I've been cutting you off. And I don't want to be disrespectful. I want you to be able to make any record you want to make, because I've heard you trying to speak, and I've been trying to do some housekeeping first, and I've been deferring you, so
okay.
I want to give you that opportunity.
Feel comfortable just relying on the brief that I submitted for the arguments that we're saying essentially we are only raising constitutional claims. And so because of that, it seems wasteful to be involved with this proceeding since all of our defenses are legal. And since we have, if you look at the Jarski versus SEC, excuse me, versus Jarski case, we do have under the Washington State Constitution, the right to a jury trial. And so we contend that every moment that this juryless proceeding goes on in a non-independent tribunal, that we, and I recommend to you Justice Gorsuch's concurrence in the Jarski case, and it outlines, the problems, the partiality of administrative tribunals, the lack of due process available before administrative tribunals. So anyway, we have a continuing objection, and it seems very wasteful for us to have to be in this tribunal. And since we filed an action in the Snohomish County Superior Court against the county, it would seem that it would be appropriate to stay this matter until we can litigate our-
I don't have anything on the record about that. Have you filed something?
Yes, I have filed a complaint that in the Snohomish County Superior Court, based on the statute that allows you to file in an adjacent county.
Okay.
Nearby.
And I inquired earlier. I started to inquire earlier about your appellants. Your clients are the ones who filed the appeal into my court, which you don't say have jurisdiction. Could you clarify a little bit about why that was the case or why they filed the appeal here?
We have no problem. I mean, obviously, Mr. Day, I don't know, I'm sure we'll be arguing if we had not filed an appeal here that we failed to exhaust our administrative remedies, even if we couldn't effectively exhaust because you do not have, this tribunal doesn't have jurisdiction over constitutional claims. Having said that, we are perfectly willing to have an administrative hearing after we've had a jury trial, but we believe that the jury should get the first whack at this, and that is certainly consistent with the U.S. Supreme Court's decision in Jarski.
Okay, that makes sense to me. Thank you for clarifying that. Mr. D'Avion, do you have anything you want to add to the record?
I think I would say if this proceedings are a waste of time and they don't actually address the issues and we don't actually need to decide whether or not the county correctly conveyed the decision of ecology, that the appellants, as the appellants, should voluntarily withdraw their appeal. I think I don't quite understand the we filed, so we exhaust our administrative remedies, but if there's a stay, whatever administrative remedies would need to be exhausted cannot possibly be exhausted. So to the extent that the county has a defense in Superior Court about the exhaustion of administrative remedies, if this action is stayed, we will be continuing to raise that issue. I have not seen the complaint, so I don't have any idea of what arguments we may be making. I think the issues here are quite narrow, and I think Ms. Kohler is right. They do not include these constitutional issues. This appeal is not about whether or not the flood regulations that have been in place for decades are fair and constitute an unconstitutional taking. They're simply, did the administrative, staff of Skagit County do what they were supposed to do? Now, maybe they did what they were supposed to do, and those laws are unconstitutional. And the appellants certainly have every ability to litigate that aspect of it. But I think the first step is to determine whether or not the county followed its what it's supposed to do. And I think this matter can be resolved without even addressing or even coming close to whether or not there was an inverse condemnation. And I don't know that a jury is going to play any role whatsoever in determining actually the facts of the administrative matter. So I would ask that this matter not be stayed, that we proceed with the dispositive schedule. This county is intending to file a motion for summary judgment because we think there are undisputed facts. Ecology said X. The county said also X. And the result of that, particularly under Kleinberger, is the end of the matter. The county did what it's supposed to do. Now, whether or not the appellates have an issue with Ecology's decision is to a large extent, really none of the county's business, and they should pursue that against Ecology. But the county did what it's supposed to do, and we think a motion for summary judgment would resolve that. That would address any exhaustion issues that they may have, and to the extent they want to litigate this in Superior Court, we can do so.
Any
Can I,
last bit of the apple, Ms. Kohler?
First of all, I think ecology, when you look at statutes delegating authority to ecology, I guess this would be a shoreline issue because we're talking about the banks of the river and the flood plain that on the banks of the river. Ecology doesn't have any regulatory authority over my plants. Ecology makes recommendations, provides advice, to advises the county, but it does not have independent decision-making authority about this issue. That authority resides exclusively with the county, and they are free to, solicit advice from ecology because they have alleged expertise about shoreline issues, but no independent authority. So for the county to be recasting this as a shoreline, as a, excuse me, ecology decision is nonsense. Ecology has been delegated no state authority to make such a decision.
Thank you so much,
Respond real
Brother.
quick.
I think you respond directly to what you argued, and you argued already that ecology does have that power, right, Mr. Davion?
I just wanted to point out the source of that power, which is, the Flood Control Act of 1968, and the federal government specifically saying, communities need to enact these regulations. These are not Skagit County, bright idea to do. We're doing what we're told.
And the Flood Control Act of 1968 is what became RCW 8616, is that correct?
That's the ultimate, the parent, I guess, of it.
But we're
I
talking
mean,
about some county regulation.
that's how it was
This
codified, is that
whole
correct?
problem, where the county determines whether there's substantial damage, et cetera, that is the county's own legislation, and
That we took
there's nothing
directly
that.
from the state law.
All right, both of you, both of you. This doesn't necessarily. helpful to the hearing examiner making his decision on the ruling. I have your written briefs. I've heard your oral arguments here today. I want to thank you both for your thoughtfulness in putting together those pleadings, and I will rule on that matter within 14 days of the last filing, which was on the 5th. So I'll probably rule here in the next week or so, and I want you all each
Okay.
have a wonderful day. Anything else? Anything I forgot?
No, Mr. Examiner.
Thank you for accommodating. Thank you very much.
Have a great day, everyone. I'll issue an order. It should get out today.
Thank you.
Great. Thanks.